Well, how was your day? By the grace of God, today I participated in a miracle. It was a wonderful miracle. It was the best kind of miracle, in my opinion, for a sinful person like me. It was quiet, invisible, powerful, unstoppable, and it will be manifested as God wills, as He desires, in season, according to whoever needs His grace. I served the Divine Liturgy in prison today. Almost wasn't able to serve the liturgy. I have a schedule that I always come on Wednesday to this particular prison for the second Wednesday or the first Wednesday of the month. And normally I have about eight people. Well, as I'm arriving, one of the people is leaving, and I was arriving early. And he said, "It's canceled." I said, "Well, let's go check." And I checked with the chaplain. It turns out that they'd messed up count and they were recounting, which means everybody was frozen where they were. So anybody who was still in the house, they wouldn't be able to get out. And this guy was able to get out a little early, and so he was the only one. So Silas and I went and served liturgy. And he's a very genial guy, and game for just about anything, intelligent guy. And so he sang when he could, and I sang much of the time, and we served the Divine Liturgy, and a miracle happened. I'm absolutely positive that by God's grace, people will be profoundly affected in this prison and in all of the Texas prisons and in all prisons in general. Lives get changed. I've seen lives changed. I've seen other people come around and their lives don't change as well, but I've seen things happen. I think those are miracles. Those are God intervening in our affairs in a way that is wonderful. I think if, I don't know, let's just say hypothetically, I were to pray for somebody and they recovered from cancer, or prayed for somebody dead and they were resurrected. I suppose that's possible, since in the lives of the saints, we have a occurrence where a prostitute prayed for someone and immediately he came to life. He was the only son of a widow. So I suppose I could pray and somebody could come back to life because of God's grace, but I don't think my pride would see it that way. So these invisible miracles, I think, are much better, and they're very powerful. And I think my role as a priest, this is very critical, to serve the liturgy as often as possible. On prison liturgy weeks, I serve the liturgy 3 times in a week at least, and always serve the liturgy twice a week at least in the parish. So I want to tell you a little bit about serving the liturgy in prison. It's not like your normal liturgy. There's a lot of little differences. There's just stuff you have to adapt to. It's just the way it is. One thing is that it's hot. The other thing is that it can sometimes be chaotic outside where you're serving. Fortunately, I have a little room that they give me. And another thing is that I serve on a picnic table, a metal picnic table with metal seats. And the seats are built into the picnic table. So therefore, I have to point the picnic table so that the corner is facing me. I don't really have a contiguous flat surface to work on. I have to work on the corner. And it's kind of low, because picnic tables are low. That's what I got. But I can serve the liturgy with incense and everything else, and singing and making a joyful noise. And the other thing is that there's not a choir, right? So there's me, and there's other people that may or may not be able to sing very well or know the tones or know what comes next, etc. So we just make our way through it, and I sing most everything, and sometimes they sing stuff, and sometimes it gets sung in a different tone than we would be accustomed to, but we get it done, and it's a wonderful experience. I'm just absolutely positive that this is the major ministry that I have now in prison, is to serve the liturgy. Of course, I teach, confess, console, pray for them, of course, outside of church, everything else. But this is the most important thing. As a priest, we should understand that our place is at the altar. I decided to commemorate the guys. And I'm going to start doing this from now on, allowed in the special litania. And I didn't have their names handy, and I, for some reason, my little Pooh Bear brain couldn't remember them all. So we came up with mostly their last names. And so I commemorated normal names like Innocent and John, but also Conan, which is a last name of someone, McCoy, and Red. That is the first time in my life I've ever commemorated Red in the Divine Liturgy. But God knows who Red is, and I remembered who Red was once I got out of the liturgy. And that's a wonderful thing to pray for them all. It's a wonderful thing to see the enthusiasm, the spiritual maturity of some of these guys. When somebody gets it, it's the greatest feeling in the world to see somebody get it, to see somebody understand what the purpose and meaning of their life is. There is nothing better than that. And it's why I became a Christian. It's what drove me to become a priest. I didn't know it at the time, but it drove me to become a priest. Not that I asked to become a priest, but I just have this insatiable desire to see people get it. It's a whole lot of fun. It's the best thing in the world. Of course, on the other flip side is that when people don't get it, it's very hard. But it's sort of like you get the one out of the 99, and there's time for rejoicing. Now, after the prison, I went to the Trinity River and went paddleboarding. Got a new paddleboard, and it was the Virgin Voyage of this paddleboard, an inflatable paddleboard. And I'd been paddleboarding on vacation in the surf in the Atlantic Ocean. I thought it can't be too hard to do it on a river. So I go upstream on the river. I was pretty slow. I was really pretty pitiful. And I'm definitely going to have to work on it. I did about a mile or so and then turned around. And it took me about 50 minutes to do a mile. And I turned around and then I basically did not paddle on the way back. And I took like 40 minutes to get back. So the river took me faster than I was able to paddle against it. That's kind of pitiful, but life happens. And it was fun, especially because on the way back, I'm sitting on my paddleboard. I'm not standing anymore. And I'm praying and just in the sun, shirt off, sun beating down, just, you know, feeling wonderful and just being able to pray and just whatever my heart wanted, you know. Say, God help. And it was a wonderful, cathartic thing to be able to do that. Too bad my knee hurts like crazy, but that's just proof that I'm mortal. So I hope you had as good a day as I did on this day that is actually the feast day of St. John of San Francisco. His day that he was glorified in 1994 was the day that I took up residence in Texas. So I believe that my ministry, my poor, sinful ministry, has always been under his protection. I haven't done that much with it, but he has been a protector. May God bless you and help you in all things. If you have a heart for prison ministry, look me up, seraphim@orthodox.net. And we always need donations because it costs a lot of money to drive and to send email and buy books, that sort of thing. We're doing okay right now, but it's always kind of on a razor's edge. And if you want to help, let me know. My policy is when people ask for, when people give me alms, they can ask me to pray for their loved ones, and I will pray for them. And my poor prayers, they don't mean squat. But my prayers as a priest before the altar, they mean a lot. They mean a lot. Because God chooses to hear the prayers of his priests, not according to the sinfulness or lack of sinfulness of his priests, but because he chooses to hear the prayers of his priests. It's always a great consolation to me. That's why I think I need to serve the liturgy at least once a month in each prison that I visit, because God hears those prayers. Not of me, a sinner, but of the sinful priest, Seraphim. And miracles happen. God bless you.